USA Radio News with Wendy King.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says the agency is currently investigating about 100 ransomware cases. The White House says President Biden views recent ransomware attacks as a national security concern. He told the Wall Street Journal that many of them are tied to criminals living in Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says recent attacks targeting gas and beef suppliers have raised national security concerns.
New to us over the last couple of weeks, but it has been increasing rapidly around the world over the last several years.
She says President Biden will raise the issue of cybersecurity with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the two meet in Geneva later this month. He'll also meet with Queen Elizabeth, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Turkish President Recep Erdogan on his trip to Europe next week. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a statement after the committee questioned former Trump White House counsel Don McGahn. The committee is still continuing to investigate Russian interference in the 2016 election. He said Mr. McGahn was clearly distressed by President Trump's refusal to follow his legal advice again and again. He said McGahn shed new light on several troubling events. He was questioned behind closed doors, but a transcript of the interview should be released by next week. Former President Trump is reacting to the 2-year suspension on his Facebook account after the company's oversight board found he incited violence leading up to the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Trump wrote in a statement that Facebook's decision was an insult to the people who voted for him in the 2020 election. He said they shouldn't be allowed to get away with censoring and silencing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Some of Florida's most beloved animals are dying off this year. USA's Mike Fortier explains.
Manatee deaths in Florida this year could reach an all-time high. As of May 28th, the Florida Wildlife Conservation Commission recorded 761 manatee deaths. That's not too far from the record 804 set 3 years ago. Red tide, wastewater contamination, and algae blooms are killing the seagrass manatees rely on for food. Manatees were an endangered species until 2017 when their status improved to a threatened species. A Florida Atlantic University marine biologist tells NBC News this year's death toll could warrant a return to endangered status. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
As the pandemic starts to fade, patients are returning to the dentist office, and it's associated with COVID-19. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Most dental patients are not even aware of their own gritting and grinding of teeth caused by the COVID-19 stress. We spoke to nationally recognized dental health expert, Dr. Sonia Reddy of Dallas-based Smile Up Dentistry.
It has been astronomical. We're seeing increased patients that grind and clench lately, and we're actually attributing this to chronic stress as a part of a pandemic.
Dr. Reddy tells us about the cause of the grinding and gritting of teeth called bruxism.
The chronic stress acts on a part of the brain called amygdala, and it actually increases cortisol levels, causing jaw clenching and grinding.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.